Blog Talk Radio. Pleasant words are just like the honeycomb. Pleasant words are sweet to your soul. Pleasant words are health to your body. Pleasant words, God's words will make you whole.
Hey, everybody. How are you on this new year? I pray that you are better than ever. If you hadn't found that the year of glory brought in really good things for you, you're going to find that this year is going to become your continuation of the glory of God, His goodness, His presence, and His power in your life. If you didn't find the things that you wanted to see in last year, keep on keeping on. This is the year of the overcomer. Praise the Lord. The things that you hadn't seen yet, you get to see this year. Why do you get to see them this year? Because 2015 is the year of the overcomer. It's the year for mighty healing. It's the year for glory manifestation. It's the year to walk in the greatest supernatural victory you've ever seen or heard. It's the year that's going to be the greatest manifestations of God's presence the world's ever seen or known. Things that happened back in the days of the apostles will not be as big as what's coming through us, the body of Christ. This will be your best year ever. Now, let's take a look. I mean, I'm not done telling you all the goodness of God's glory that He's going to manifest this year, but this is the year to ask big. I wanted to go into some scriptures and show you, but I can't go there yet. I have to tell you more. 2015 is the year to ask big. It's the year of Jubilee. It's the year when three favors are profusely abounding to you. This is the year when the door is open. And this is the year that you can go free from sickness, disease, oppression, fear, poverty, lack, and want. This is the year that you can be delivered from that debt that you've had. This is the year of supernatural provision. Supernatural provision. This is the year of restoration. This is the year that God can restore the lost time to you. Believe that He's a restorer. Start speaking that He restores all those years. Start saying He's restoring all the years of my life. He's restoring the years of my soul, my mind, will, and emotion, and my health. He restores my health. Restoration is the cleanup of every area of life. You got any areas in your life that are messy, that need cleaned up, that need taken care of? This is the year of the cleanup. This is the year of the cleanup. All those loose ends, all those unfulfilled promises, dreams, it's time for those to be cleaned up. Get all that clutter out of your life, out of your mind, and be restored to a full, functioning, healthy state. A state of favor, a state of supernatural provision, a state of overcoming, a state of peace, a state of prosperity. Peace, meaning wholeness and soundness of mind, health, prosperity. Clarity of soul. Joy. Being a rejoicer, rejoicing. You're rejoicing, you're prospering in your soul. Prosperity of soul also involves comfort from God's presence and an overwhelming abundance of God. Let's go through some of these things and let's back some of these things up in Scripture. They're all in Scripture. However, there is a season of which he's saying to receive these great things. You know, Joseph Prince is saying, ask big. Jerry Savelle is saying that this is the year of manifestations, visitations, and demonstrations. And Kenneth Copeland is saying this is the year of Jubilee. Another minister is saying this is the year of the open door. Kenneth Copeland is saying this is the year of the overcomer. You've got, and, you know, Benny Hinn is saying this is the year of deliverance from debt. And then you've got restoration here. And God is telling me that restoration, it's time for restoration for his people. It's time for his people to get their life cleaned up. And to me, I don't know what that means to you, but if my life were cleaned up, everything would be shipshape, would be in perfect order. Everything that's out of it is out of it, and everything that's in my life that needs to be in my life is in my life. And so let us position ourselves to receive all these good things this year. Yeah. Let's take a look at a little bit of these things that God is saying in Scripture first. 1 John 5, 4 and 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. But who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? That's you and I, saints. This is you and I. We're born of God, and we're world overcomers. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you're a world overcomer. That's who you are. Having problem with your identity in Christ, there's a good place to start. You're a world overcomer. You can do all things through Jesus, through the Anointed One and his anointing, which gives you strength. Yeah, you can do all things, not by yourself and not in of your own strength, but through him. Thank you for manifesting your supernatural presence, your supernatural power, your supernatural demonstration, visitations, and manifestations this year, your supernatural provision. Lord, we bless you right now, and we ask that you take us from where we are to where we ought to be in the name of Jesus, just supernaturally, by your glory, your goodness, your presence, and your power. Ha! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Okay. This is the year for mighty healing. Mighty healing. Now, healing includes deliverance. Healing is for every area of your life. It even includes your finances. If you have lack and want, you need a healing in your finances. If you have not a sound mind, you need healing in your soul. If you have sickness and disease, you need healing in your body. This is the year for mighty, miraculous healings, restoring of limbs, and everyone being made whole in the whole meeting. Oh, yeah. Jesus healed them all. He said, the things that I do, you're going to do, and greater. So if he healed them all of them that came to him, I know of one situation where he had 5,000 men and women there. And if he healed them all, then his anointing is on and in us, and we can believe for them all to be healed in our meeting. Yeah. So this is the year for mighty healing. This is the year for glory of God, manifestations like you've never seen or heard, miracles. You've all been waiting for this. You've all been saying, but where's the power? But where's the power? But where's the power? I see the disciples in the Old Testament doing all these things. Why not in my life? Why not here and now? Well, this is the year of his presence manifesting in your life. Ephesians 3:20 says, unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to, let's take a look there, Ephesians 3:20. Go ahead and set our eyes on it and read it. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. According to the power that works in us. What's the power that works in us? Well, lots of, depends on who you ask, right? I say the power that works in us because his glory is his presence, his power, and his goodness. I say it's him. I say it's Holy Spirit. He's the power that's working in me. He's the power that's working in you. This is the year of his manifestation, his visitation, the Jesus' visitation, and the Holy Spirit's demonstration. He's going to manifest some things in your life and demonstrate some things for you and to you. This is the year when his presence will manifest in your life and nourish your soul. And your soul will be satisfied like a well-watered garden. Jeremiah 31:12-14 says, prosperity of soul is in this manner. Your soul will be like a well-watered garden. It goes right along with 3 John 2. I wish above all things, beloved, that you would prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. That's the type of prosperity he's looking at for you. That your soul would be nourished, in fact, well-watered like a well-watered garden. And if you're well-watered, you're not thirsty. You're not looking for anything more. You're full. You're probably overflowing with his presence, his goodness. And when you've got his presence, you'll be overflowing with his joy, his essence, who he is. You'll be comforted. You'll have comfort to give to others. You'll have that abundance of his presence in your life. So ask big this year because free favors are profusely abounding to you. This is a year of Jubilee. That is the year, the seventh year, when all debts would be released. Oh, receive that, saints. If you will receive that, you can walk in no debt, being debt-free this year. Yeah, it can manifest for you this year. Supernatural provision is what the Lord intends for you. Supernatural financial miracles and debt cancellation this year for you. This is the year of his restoration. Restoring to you all the years that the cankerworm, caterpillar, and palmer worm have eaten. My great army I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty. Oh, yeah. That's Joel 2:25 right there. I think maybe we ought to just take a look at that, too. Joel 2:25. Yep. It's better to lay your eyes on it. Read it exactly as it says. And get the fullness out of it. All right, here we go, 25. I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the pommelworm. My great army which I send among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Satisfied. Who wants to be satisfied out there, to be content, to be at peace and at rest? And praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. Thank you, Lord, for dealing wondrously with us. You deal wondrously with us. You give us great and mighty things to behold that we didn't do, not ever could have thought of doing anything to deserve. But because of your great favor and your great grace, you do these things. In this year of Jubilee, you can receive, see, in the year of Jubilee, not only were debts canceled, you had to harvest enough on year 6 to last you through 6, 7, and on into 8, because, you know, you have to plant, and then the time of the harvest has to come before you can receive some more, as a farmer goes, right? So look at it. You can receive 4 times the usual amount of healing, money, prosperity of soul, peace, any of that this year. Because this is the year when the free favors of God profusely abound to you. If you've got an open door, what does that say to you? The door is open. There's pretty much anything you want to ask for, it's yours for the receiving. The year of the open door means free favors of God profusely abound. Profusely abound. Look at what profusely means. Okay, the definition of profusely. Okay. When we're looking at profusely, spending or giving freely and in large amount, often to excess, extravagant, made or done freely and abundantly. Wow. He profusely gives to you his free favor. Favor here, favor there, favor everywhere. He's given it freely, he's given large amounts of it. He's very excessive and extravagant with these favors that are abounding to you. And even abounding, not just a small amount. Abounding is a large quantity as well. So if this profusely didn't get it to you, abounding would. So ask big. Receive big. Because this is your year to be free from sickness, disease, oppression, fear, poverty, lack, and want. Receive your deliverance from debt this year. Let the Lord restore to you everything that's been stolen and everything that you've lost. Let it be restored. And, you know, he said, if the enemy is caught, let him restore 7 times what you've lost. But, you know, God's system of restoration is greater than that. He restores to better than original condition, and sometimes that's more than 7 times. Glory to God. Let's look at Isaiah 42:22. Isaiah 42:22. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses, for they are a prey, and none delivers for a spoil, and none says, who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? So, this is the year of restoration. Who of you will hear that God is saying, that we are to pray and say, restore. Say, restore. Believe that God is a restorer. Believe that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Believe that he's restoring every area of your life. Oh, yeah, you've tried to eke out believing for God for one area of your life at one time. Well, let him restore all the areas of your life this year. Let him clean up every act. And rather how the word is, you say, clean up your act. Let him clean up every area of your life. Let him restore all the years to your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. Psalm 23:3, he restoreth my soul. Let him restore your health, your wounds. Jeremiah 30:17 says, I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your wounds. Wounds in this verse means chronic conditions. Let him heal you of the things that you haven't been able to be healed of before, that you've been sitting there for 15 years with. Let him heal you of those wounds, because he's in restoration mode. He delights in giving you his kingdom. He delights in healing you, and he's up for the task. He is well able. He can do it and will do it and wants to do it. Deuteronomy 28 talks about great and prolonged plagues. That word, great and prolonged plagues, in Deuteronomy 28 is the same word as wounds in Jeremiah 30:17. Let him restore you of great and prolonged plagues this year. Restoration, let him clean up every area of your life. So, he's in restoration mode. He's in giving you big things, manifesting his glory, visitations, demonstrations, supernatural miracles, trees, signs and wonders like you've never seen or heard. This is his mode this year. This is his heart this year for you. Now, how are we going to receive that? How are we going to do that? Receive all these things from him. Because, you know, that's a lot in one year, right? Well, we're going to get back to preaching the cross. We're going to get back to preaching the kingdom of God. When we preach the kingdom of God, when we preach Christ, we preach the cross of Christ. When you preach the cross of Christ, you will experience the power of God. Because that's where the power started, when he delivered you, when he freed you from the curse, when he healed you, when he saved you, started right there at the cross. So, get back to the basic. Preach the cross of Christ. Preach Jesus. And then heal the sick. Look at Luke 9:2. This is how we're going to get there. Luke 9:2. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. All right, that's how we're going to get there. How else are we going to get there? We're going to need to know the love of Father. We're going to need to know that we have a daddy. We have a papa. He's Abba. He's not God in heaven separate, God in heaven distant. He's our Father. Luke 15:32. Let's look at that. Luke 15:32. Okay. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. This is talking about a papa, a father. This is the story, as you might recognize, of the prodigal son. This is our father. He wants to make merry. He wants to throw a party over you. He wants to be glad for you. When you come back from any kind of dead place in your life, when you allow him to bring life and light into your darkness, he is ready to rejoice and make merry. Oh, yeah. This is your father. He is celebrating over you. when you allow him to bring you the kingdom, when you allow him to bring you the power, the goodness, and the presence that was taken care of there on the cross of Jesus. The Father said to the Son here in the prodigal son, you're always with me, and everything I have is yours. Everything I have is yours. He wants to give you everything he has. This is his Father heart. Everything he has, he wants to give to you. Not only does he want to rejoice to you and delight in giving you the kingdom, he wants you to have everything he has. John 16:23-24, ask anything in my name, I'll give it to you. So, whatever you ask in my name, I'll give it to you. That means anything and everything, all things. Luke 12:32, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. 1 Corinthians 3:21-22, all things are yours. He's talking about not bragging in wise men, not bragging in their wisdom, but other men not bragging in wise men, because God sees the vanity of it. But he says, all things are yours, though. All things are yours. You don't need to be bragging about this one or that one, having wisdom or things. You've got it. All things are yours. All things are yours. Just for the asking. Just for the seeking and the knocking. Matthew 7:7-8. Ask, and it'll be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. This is the year of the open door. This is the year of yes. Yes, 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 yes. An open door can mean nothing but yes. There cannot be a no in that. A closed door, something that you can't go into. That reminds me of a no. But an open door, yes. Ask of my hand and I'll give to you freely. Remember the power of my arm that I am able to do this. Remember he asked that one guy, I think it was a blind man. Do you think that I'm able to do this? Oh, yes, he said. Okay, well, according to your faith, be it unto you, he said. So, there's another place for you to expand your faith, to grow and stretch beyond where you've gone before, is to believe that he is able, that he can, that he will, that he wants to. Do for you what you feel like he has done or you couldn't even believe that you could receive before. So expand your faith. Write down your goals for this year. Visualize them. Speak them over your life and watch them come to pass. Expand your vision this year to include the Father showing up mightily on your behalf, to include Father rejoicing over you, rejoicing over bringing you his kingdom, his presence, his manifestations, his visitations, his demonstrations, getting pleasure out of bringing that stuff to you, those things to you, not somebody else, you. So visualize him doing things. He's still going to do things that you can't imagine, things that you hadn't dreamed up. He's still going to go beyond it, but at least stretch out there. Stretch out there and believe in his goodness. So here's how we're going to get there, right? We're going to get back to basics and preach Christ, the cross of Christ, and heal the sick. We're going to expand our faith. We're going to grow our faith. We're going to meditate on the love of our Father. He's the guy who picks up his robe and runs to you, just like the prodigal father who saw him, who was looking for him away far off, and ran to him and did an undignified thing. Back then, the elders did not run with their robes. They didn't run, period, let alone run with a robe and pick up their robe. They just didn't do it. He picked up his robe and he ran to him. He didn't care. It's an all out, my heart is for you. My desire is for you. Everything I have and everything I am is yours. That's your daddy. That's your father. His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. 2 Peter 1, 3, and 4. He wants you to receive it all. People have said that, but he really does want that for you. That is not for certain people, certain favored ones. You are that favored one. Come to the table. He's prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. That's in the here, right, and now. Because you don't have any enemies up in heaven. Your enemy, Satan, he's not going up there. So it has to be here and now that he's preparing this table before you. Right here and now, receive all of his goodness. Receive all of his power. Receive all of his presence. 3 and 4, 1 Peter 3 and 4. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his abundant mercy, he has given us, he has begotten us to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible. Look at that, an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept. Now, what am I trying to read? I'm trying to read 3 and 4. 2 Peter. Oh, I'm on 1st. That's the problem. That was really good, but 2 Peter. I knew I was off there somehow. All right. 2 Peter 1, 3, and 4. According to his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us great, exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you become a partaker of the divine nature. So, we're going to partake of these through his precious promises. We're going to partake of his mighty healings, his glory manifestations through his promises. We are going to partake of all of these things, which is everything, that he wants to give us, all that he is and all that he has this year, by keeping our mind stayed on him and his word, by expanding our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3. Steadfast of mind. How are you to have a steadfast mind this year? Keeping your focus. Well, number one, you can keep your focus by writing your vision down and keeping it before you. But number two, you can focus by looking at his saying, keeping what he has said in before your eyes, writing these things down, keep looking at them, keep speaking them, keep believing them, meditate them in your heart. And that is the process of Proverbs 4:20-22. So, Father, keep us in perfect peace this year through prosperity of our souls. For this is the year of your presence, and your presence nourishes our soul. You make our soul like a well-watered garden. And in this prosperity of soul, we'll find your peace, which is wholeness, soundness of mind, health, prosperity. Thank you for peace in our life this year, Lord. I thank you for the cleanup in every area of our life, restoration in every area of our life. And I say to you, Father God, restore these, your people, this year. Restore them in every area. Thank you, Father, that you give us vision to ask big things of you, for it is your delight to give us the kingdom. Thank you, Father, for mighty, mighty, mighty healing, mighty manifestations, signs, wonders, visitations, and demonstrations. by your Spirit this year. Thank you that we overcome obstacles. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And that we walk in the greatest presence and supernatural power, victory of overcoming faith that we've ever seen. Thank you, Lord. So be it. Amen, amen. Father, I thank you for helping us to appropriate every word, believe every word, receive every word you've given us for this year. Oh, yeah. Lord, just for the simple joy and the pleasure that it will bring to you and to your people to be able to receive your kingdom and for you to be able to give your kingdom. Yeah. Yeah. You know, Lord, I would like for you to be satiated, just like you said we could be satiated. Now look here at Jeremiah 31, 12 and 14 again. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of the Lord. For wheat and new wine and oil, for the young of the flock and the herd, their souls shall be like a well-watered garden. They shall sorrow no more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, and the young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning to joy, will comfort them, and will make them rejoice rather than sorrow. I will satiate the soul of the priest with abundance. Satiate, I think is the way you say it. And my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says the Lord. Now, satiate is overeating immodestly. The priests are someone who has overeaten. They're gorged beyond being full. They're past being full. They're very satisfied. And the priest is also the one who ministers to the Lord in thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Gets in his presence. And that abundance, when getting into his presence, goes beyond what the human soul can imagine. Goes into peace, wholeness, soundness of mind, health, prosperity, prosperity of soul. Receiving comfort from an overwhelming abundance of God in their heart. This is his heart for you. Listen, this is the time to enter into the praise of our God and be that soul that's well watered. Be that soul that's satiated with his presence. Be that soul that is satisfied with his goodness. Every area of your life having big, big, big things happening, miraculous things happening, and great victories and great triumphs in your year. So I decree and declare that this year shall be your greatest triumph in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your overcoming power and presence and goodness this year. We thank you for it. We believe we receive it. We take it right now in Jesus' name. And all your people say amen and amen, so be it. I will put this word of the Lord on the website at www.pleasantwordsministry.com. So those of you who didn't get a chance to write it down as you were mobile or whatever, you can go there and get it. And, you know, I just bless you to have the most prosperous day and week you've ever had. May the Lord bless and protect you. May the Lord's face radiate on you with joy because of you. May his face radiate with joy because of you. And may he be gracious to you, showing you his great favor for you, unlimited favor, unmerited favor, and give you his peace, soundness, wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing. I think I already said it. But soundness, completeness, health, and prosperity in every area of your life. And so it is that I bless you today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all your goodness, all your good gifts that you never take back. Healing is one of your good gifts that you don't take back. Your covenant that was made in your blood, your new covenant, is a gift that you don't ever take back. The promise that you made that you don't take back. And we thank you. We step right over into it and receive all that that means for us in Jesus' name. Well, join me again next week for more Pleasant Words.